I have read Matthew 11, 12 100 times, but until right now, I have never understood what Matthew 11, 12 meant. But look what Matthew 11, 12 says. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven. Now, where does Luke say the kingdom of heaven is? In us. When we get saved, the kingdom of heaven, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and the Holy Ghost, moves inside of your physical body and takes up residency. Does he not? That's what the scripture says. So it says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, but the violent take it by force. If I get tough enough with that devil and I get violent enough, what does he have to do? He has to go away. You know, I think about those things, and I think about Cheryl and I had been married too terribly long. And she came in one day, and she had, her and her daughter had 1,200 people to sing to that night. And, you know, all of a sudden she's out doing something, and all of a sudden she realizes this lovely voice is going away and I can't talk. Now that's not exactly what a singer wants to hear 2 hours before she's going to sing to 1,200 people. Do y'all know what I mean? She comes running in the house. Honey, you got to do something. I can't talk. She said, you have to pray for me. Well, she come walking up to me. I just stood up from my desk and reached up, knowing these things. I reached up and grabbed her around the neck. With both hands, I began to shake her and scream, you devil of hell, come out of her in the name of Jesus. That's not exactly what most pastors do to their wife when she comes in and says, I can't talk. But that's what every pastor wants to do. Shake the devil out of his wife. When you get the devil out of your wife, she'll be a different girl. Now see, I didn't hurt her at all. I mean, not at all. I just grabbed her around the neck and shook her very firmly and screamed, you devil of hell, come out of her now in the name of Jesus. I said, now then, honey, you're free. Sing to me. And she just hit a high note. Now then, how much power and authority do we have over the devil? Aww. Now then, why do we do it like this? When you come in and say, honey, I can't talk. Oh my goodness, let me get you to the doctor quick. Let's see if we can go get some kind of medication that'll knock this so you can sing to them 1,200 people tonight. You already been paid all this money for you and your daughter and your band to sing tonight, and you ain't going to be able to sing. Oh, we're going to lose all that money. Is that what we do? Isn't that unfortunate? Instead of taking our spiritual authority, how much power do we have over the enemy? Does he have to be subject to you? So you speak to him, Mr. Devil, will you please leave my wife? No. You don't think he's going, do you, Rosemary? No. You're going to have to get a little tougher with him than that, right? Yeah. Oh, Lord. I can only imagine that there is some things that must just turn the stomach of our king. Don't you know? Oh, if we could make him sick, he'd be sick. You know that? What do you think? What is wrong with my children? I left them the book to show them what kind of power I've given them over the enemy. And what do? They go to bed with the beast. They snuggle up close to him, pull him up close, put their arm around him and say, Mr. Devil, I feel so bad today. That's what we do. That's what we do. We don't understand. But from the days of John the Baptist until now, this is today, even right now, the kingdom of heaven, which is in you and me, has suffered violence. And we have to become violent and take it away from the enemy by force with God's mighty word. When you do, he goes away. I've seen it many, many, many times. Now, sometimes we will speak. I remember the time after I had gotten healed from all those fire ant bites down here in the pasture that day when I spoke that word, and so I was so bold, so violent. I had 10,000 fire ants all over me. They were all over me. I was down in the ground in a hole, and they covered me up. I was all over my face, neck, arms, everything. It just started stinging, and I was on fire. And it's like you'd poured gasoline on me and set it on fire. It was burning so bad. When I saw what was wrong, I jumped up out of that hole. When I jumped up out of that hole, I threw my right glove off and threw that hand up in the sky. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you made me a promise in Mark 16:18 that no deadly poison shall hurt me. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I claim that now. And I'm screaming it with all my effort right out there in the pasture. And when I screamed that by faith, he blew every fire ant off of my body. And I never had one single mark on my body at all. I was totally, instantly, completely delivered and healed. Now, I know those kind of promises are only for Thurman Scrivener. Oh, you ain't going to buy that, are you, Kim? If Sissy said, you know they work for you, don't you? Well, it wasn't but a year or so after that, I was painting over my house over there, and I got a sharp something hit me on the finger. And I thought, what is that? I thought it must be a needle in this rag or something. I was drying the paint. I'm wiping some paint off. And then, but I looked and I didn't see anything in it. So I started to wipe some more off, and it hit me again. And I thought, what? I laid the rag out flat. And when I did, there was a great big old red wasp in that rag. So, of course, as soon as I see him there, he starts to flutter his wings. And I just, bam, you know, and he's no more. You know, I have power over the evil ones. And so he just stung his last time. So then I'm not excited at all. I seen Mark 16:18 work. So I just look at my finger, which is swelling up, got a big old red mark right there. And why is it always hits on your ring finger? Uh-oh. You know, isn't that amazing how that, so if it swells, now you can't get your ring off. See, one day when I didn't know this years ago, I got stung by a wasp right there on that knuckle. And it didn't swell. I took my ring right off quick and left it in the house and went and worked for 2 or 3 hours, and it didn't swell at all. So I thought, okay, well, it ain't no big deal. So I put the ring back on and took a shower and went to bed. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and that finger was killing me. That finger was twice its size. And I couldn't know it. I had to go out to the shop and take a hacksaw blade and saw through, because you couldn't cut that with a pair of dykes. I ain't that strong. I had to saw through that ring with a hacksaw till I could spread it apart so I could get it off my finger. My finger was purple. I had no idea what was available to me as a son of God. So if you don't know what's available to you, what are you going to use? The world stuff. A hacksaw. I didn't have any idea to quote God's word. I'd been in church all my life, but ain't nobody ever taught me this. So, and of course, I didn't know it from the word. And so, I mean, I'm subject to the rules of the world because I don't know the spirit world. Now, if I'd have known the spirit world, but this little thing that stung me on that ring finger, of course, I just looked up and I just kind of calmly said, now, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in Mark 16:18 that no deadly poison shall hurt me. Now, is that what he said? Let's go over there to Mark 16:18 and see if that's what the scripture really says. Mark 16:18, they shall take up serpents or the devil, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, you drink it or get it in through a sting or a bite or any other way, you get some kind of, if you happen to go to a hospital and they give you some kind of a shot and you have an allergic reaction to this, almost nobody thinks. I mean, usually the people that went in the first place, they didn't have enough knowledge to know that you can take authority over this. So when they have an allergic reaction, what do? They go back to the doctor for something to counteract that. Is that what they do? Yeah. Never think about calling upon God. But if we'd have known enough to call upon God in the first place, we wouldn't have had to go to the doctor in the first place. Amen. But we don't know. So it gets in big trouble. But anyway, I quoted that verse, Mark 16:18, and I said, I was calm. I didn't raise my voice, and it continued to sting and burn. And my finger continued to swell. I sat there and watched it about 5 minutes, thinking any minute it's going to quit hurting. I just quoted the Word of God. But it didn't. It just kept burning and kept swelling. I thought, Lord, you said come boldly to the throne of grace. You didn't tell me to come up there normal. You told me to come boldly. Is that what he said? Where did he say that? Hebrews 4:16. Let's go to Hebrews 4:16 and let's see what that says. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Look at what it says in Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come, how? Boldly unto the throne of grace. Where is the throne of grace? In the third heaven. That's where God's at. This is where Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Now, do I need mercy and grace? You know, did I get stung and do I have pain and my fingers swelling? Yes. So I go boldly to the throne of grace, just like he said. And this is the way I did it the second time. The first time I just said, Father, you said in Mark 16:18, no deadly poison shall hurt me. So thank you, Lord. But it kept hurting and it kept swelling. So 5 minutes later, I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said. And that's all that came out of my mouth. Bam. My fire quit and my finger went right down to normal size just that quick. Somebody says, wow. How did he say go up there, Louise? Bold as a lion. He's your daddy, right? But he's a faith God, isn't he? Do you think he likes it when his little daughter comes up there bold as a lion? Dad, this is what you said in your word. He said, oh, my little daughter's reading my word. Why, she's dangerous down there on earth. She's reading the book and she believes it. Isn't that amazing how this works? And so, whenever I did that, the thing went away. And my finger went down a normal size and everything, and I didn't have any more pain. You know, that's just like one night I was telling a group of people at a little Bible study over in Louisville about these things. And the next week, one of the ladies said, I'm going to give a testimony. I said, what happened? She said, you see my son right there? He's 14. I said, yeah. And she says, This last week, he was teaching us about Mark 16, 17, and 18, how we had power over these spirits and all this stuff. And she said, my son, about Monday or Tuesday afternoon, whatever it was, he come running in the house screaming, Mom, quick, you got to take me to the doctor. Some big wasp just flew out of the den, hit me right here on the neck, and my neck's all swelling up. And she said, just a minute. And she said, I'm going to go get the Bible. He said, Mom, we don't need the Bible. I need a doctor.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Healthcare Plan in the World, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.